Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, what's up? Y'all come on into the circle. How's everybody doing? Let me let them know on Instagram. Don't forget to hit that like button. Make sure that you go to Lawyer Henderson TV to subscribe at my YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Follow me. I'm definitely on YouTube. So follow me on all of those social media sites. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are narrowing down to the Black Economic and Business Conference networking event. We're wanting actors, writers, producers, directors, business owners of all kind, whether you do plumbing, you might have a painting business, you might have an online apparel company, you sell perfume, cologne, men, women, Black professionals. We're meeting on August the 20th, okay, at the table, and that is in Smyrna, Georgia. Let me just go ahead and tell you where you need to go so you won't be confused. This is at 7 p.m., so that's going to be coming up next Thursday. Dig? That's it. That's on Enbright.com. If you're having a hard time finding that site, the Black Economic and Business Society, all you have to do is just go to that search, Enbright search tool, which is right there, search for event, and just type in Black Economic and Business Society Conference, and it will come up. The page will come up for you. Right, so you've got some time to register. Seats are filling up quick, so make sure that you go to Enbright.com and then look for Black Economic and Business Society Conference. There, you'll be able to network with your business, whatever business you have. Go ahead and bring your business cards. Bring a lot of information about your business. We're going to have, like I said, a lot of people that's going to be there talking about their business in this COVID pre-19 situation. We ask for you to wear a mask as well inside the event, okay? Well, not inside the event, but come to the event with the mask on. And whatever you do, you know, afterwards, it's up to you, okay? So you will need to have it to get into the building, and then after that, you're good, okay? So no stress there, no real stress. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here on the Lawyer Henderson Show. The number to call in is, of course, 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867. And the topic of the day is Ice Cube Contract with Black America. The grassroots are on high alert. We're also going to be talking a little bit about R. Kelly. But I wanted to talk about how, first, all of these small business loans that we're getting out here, the PP payroll loan that you're getting, the EIL something, the loan or whatever it is, the $10,000 advance. You get all these small business loans right now. And one of the things you have to understand is that you have to pay this money back, okay? Some of you getting unemployment from the federal government. Make sure that you understand that most of this, you're getting paid back. Also, in addition to that, you may have gotten declined. The offer may have declined. You may have not been able to provide enough information to the government that you need this loan for your business, and it got rejected. Well, if you look down on your email, in your email, when they do give you the rejection letter, make sure that within 6 months, you have 6 months to send in a letter to them appealing your rejection, okay? So you got 6 months to do that as well. So when they send you the rejection letter, you got 6 months to the day that you got the rejected letter from the Small Business Administration to appeal your rejection of the $10,000 advance loan, or advance payment, rather. which is, of course, a loan, too. So that is something that I believe that you will have to pay back. There was other people who are talking about grants, and I'm going to go to that person's website. I don't know a little bit about what the grants was, what she was talking about as far as the grants, but I'm going to review that, and I'll get back with you all on that, because I don't know if any grants out there now that the Small Business Administration is given. So I'm going to review her page and see what grants she's talking about and check it out myself and then come back to you guys and also talk to you about that, okay, if that's legitimate. So right now there's no grants that I know that the government or anybody has given up or whether you're going to have to take the original route in order to obtain, okay? So the number to call in is 516-418-5867. Ice Cube did a contract with Black America, and we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to dig a little bit deeper in R. Kelly's situation and what he got going on right now. You know, we have to start to not only talk about why, you know, we have not, as Black men, produced a lot of things for the Black community, and we're out here with these hood rats and chasing them and messing up our money. Okay, you dig? We're gonna do a live on that. Okay, how we're chasing these hood rats and spending all our money on them, and at the strip club, and, you know, making it rain, you know what I'm saying, when our kids need diapers and stuff, you need to pay bills, and you up there shaking, even, you know, giving money to these strippers, and you got bills to pay, and I'm like, what's going on? Why is Black men so backwards, and they are savings and investments? So we'll be talking about that next week here on the Lawyer Henderson Show. We dig deep in all conversations, okay? We don't shy away from anything. We did? Man, I'm losing my voice here. The number is 516-418-5867. We're live 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the East Coast. It is 7:08. Okay, on the East Coast Live. You did? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that in America, we have never, ever, as Black people, had really a real, true education. We have never had, in my opinion, what really the information that we need in order to come together to build up again. You see, after Black Wall Street and the issue of the events that happened in Wilmington, North Carolina, and all the other things that Black people had before and prior to the Civil Rights Movement, we have not been able to rebuild that again. We have not been able to gain any type of real financial power in America. And that's what we're struggling for, as you know. We're struggling for real power in America. And one of the things that we have not been able to do because of the Civil Rights Movement, and I'm not going to blame the Civil Rights Movement, I'm going to blame certain people in the Civil Rights Movement, along with certain types of white supremacists that have stolen and have hijacked, if you will, the Civil Rights Movement. Okay, you dig? There were people who hijacked the Civil Rights Movement. Okay? And hijacking the Civil Rights Movement, they were able to then put our parents into a situation where they can lie and sprinkle down crumbs and told Black people that the way that you become successful in America is you go to school and get a degree. And that's how you're going to make it. And our parents and the older black generation bought into that, where we were not able to create jobs after we decided that we're going to integrate with whites, okay? And integrating with white people is what really destroyed our economic and financial system. Let's just be very clear about that. As soon as we mention the word integration, we pretty much signed up to be destroyed as a people, okay? And one of the things that black people hate to admit is that we are not willing to face reality about real power in America. Real power in America is not just going out there talking about, I'm looking to start a business and, you know, I got a full-time job and what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a business on the side just to make me money, you know. That's not a serious business person, okay? Because in that person's mentality is, well, I don't want to remove away from my good job with white daddy and white mommy. I want to keep my job. I just want to do something part-time, okay? Now, as many of you have known that I've done a lot of commentary when I speak on as far as the black feminist movement and how the LGBT community, how this community has ousted, took women away from the norm of the typical black family, and black men do not want now the typical black family. This intersectionalizing of our community now, where we fought in the civil rights movement for interracial access instead of real power. Okay, real power is based up on making sure that the government give us what we are due and what we are owed in this country. You see, they've already given the Native Americans their land in Oklahoma. The Supreme Court ruled last month that they were entitled to half of the state of Oklahoma. It is. And that any type of punishment on any of those Native Americans on the reserve, they have to, the criminalization of them goes strictly to the federal government. Okay? In other words, the local authorities have no jurisdiction over them. Okay? That's exactly what that means. You have no jurisdiction over me. Now, this whole thing about Ice Cube contract with Black America on the grassroots are on high alert. Our discussion is very important, but it also deals with black business as well. So it's not going to be useless for you to watch episode of us talking about black businesses and talking about certain types of people. Now, notice that since we as young black people are Generation X or Gen X or the black millennials, we're not listening to the so-called black leaders anymore. So what's up on the white supremacists, what they have up their sleeves now is to get the rappers to pretend like they're going to speak for us, okay? The younger black generation, we're not dealing with the civil rights leaders anymore. We are not going for this, you know, saying, you know, go to school and get an education and get a good job from white daddy and white mommy. We're not listening to that no more, okay? And so now the trip bag is, it says, well, you know what? Since we paid the rappers and we paid black celebrities, how about having them come out and speak to us, or I'm sorry, speak to black people about power, okay? Now, we were listening to T.I. and Ice Cube and Killer Mike and P. Diddy and all of them talk about a situation where not only they talked about, well, you know, you need to give us something for in return for our vote, and we need this contract with black people in America, what have you. You see, these are all grassroots talking points that they have stolen from the grassroots in order to get us to think that they are going to do the bidding for us. Now, remember, we told the celebrities all the time that they have to stay quiet when the grassroots is speaking. Okay? And that goes for Ice Cube as well. Because we're not going to then allow anybody to put in language where they're, again, using these broad and ambiguous terms, and they're also bringing up everybody else within our struggle, and that is a no-no. That's the reason why black folks don't have power in this nation, because we have allowed everybody else to get on board with us, and black business are striving now, not because we're allowing everybody to jump on board. It's because every 10 years, black people get a wake-up call as far as black power, and they decide that, well, we're going to do things with us, with each other for change. And then it all dies down, and then we're back shopping at white people's jobs and, I'm sorry, in stores and businesses and restaurants with Chinese and eating their food. And then the black community and the black businesses suffers, you see. So this is a black power moment for us right now. And the question is, will it last? That's the biggest question. But Ice Cube's contract with black Americans includes, again, the same trick bag that we've all fallen for again and over again and again, is that they're going to include, he's going to include Native Americans and Jewish people into the language. Okay? That is wrong. We never, ever want to include anybody into our struggle at all. At all. You did? You never want to include anybody into our struggle. And we went over this before. If you listen to my other commentary on this, that we have been addressing, you know, all of the things that have been happening to us. And when we get down to Ice Cube reform or judicial and public policy reform, let me just let y'all see that right quick. On his contract here. Now, mind you, they keep talking this civil rights thing. They keep talking about minorities and immigrants and people of color, all that stuff. That's our huge problem. That's our biggest problem. You got to separate black people from other groups. It just has to be that way. Okay? And notice I was reading Ice Cube's contract with Black America, and where he talked there about police reform is something that they were already discussing. And there is nothing about punishing the police. Okay? It goes that qualified immunity will be eliminated, mandatory malpractice insurance, municipalities liable for officers' unconstitutional acts. And it goes on down, and he talks about other language, but none of his language speak on punishing the police. He did? None of it talk about that we're going to put police officers in jail, for instance, when they shoot and kill a black unarmed black person, and the idea is that, oh, I thought he had a weapon, and he ended up having a wallet in his hand, okay? No talk about giving them more than 10 years. Y'all see that Emma Geiger, she's already trying to appeal to get out of jail. That half haven't even done, what, 2 years or 3 years in jail? But she ain't done that much time, you know, in jail. She's already looking for a good plan or a good escape day to get out of prison now. You did? And so we have to look at what's going on in this particular situation. But look at Ice Cube's judicial and public policy reform. He talks about ban all private-run prisons, which I'm in agreement with. Prison labor not allowed without consent. Declare the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist organization. Lynching to become a federal hate crime. Free nonviolent offenders incarcerated for 10 years or longer. Free prisoners for marijuana possession. Eliminate laws establishing mandatory sentencing. Eliminate three strike laws. All of this stuff right here that he's talking about is good. It's okay. But like I said, when it comes to police reform, there is no real police reform unless you're talking about punishing the police. None. Okay? You do not have police reform unless that police form says, hey, we're going to put some police officers in jail if they kill an unarmed black person. We're going to have them in jail. Ice Cube goes on to write that black opportunity and representation, the case for neo-reconstruction, construction and aggressive initiative meant to address past wrong, systematically imposed on black Americans and Native Americans economically throughout many generations. You see? And again, including other people in our conversation, our discussion, our strive for power and economics in this country. Gots to go. Okay? Black people like to try to put everybody on their back when they don't have a back themselves. You see? We talked there about Native Americans already getting their 40 acres of the mule. I just told you about the landmark Supreme Court decision that was just announced by the Supreme Court that Native Americans own half of Oklahoma. So why are we including everybody in our struggle for power and economics? That's the reason why we cannot get together and just focus on black people, is because we are focusing on everybody else, and everybody else don't need black people to speak for them. They got their own leaders. They got their own celebrities and their own activists. We don't need everybody in our contract when we talk about going to the government and tell them what we are owed. You did? He goes on to talk about that affirmative action for secondary schools, colleges, and universities, public and private. Local funding for schools will be determined by an equal per student fund for all schools throughout the state. Mandatory civil rights and anti-racism classes in all elementary schools. Okay? Now, again, the civil rights thing is another problem. Black people have to understand that civil rights is not a, it's not a real government situation as far as holding the police responsible. How does somebody violate your civil rights but not your human rights? You see, our problem is that if you use the word civil, that could be anybody. No, it needs to be human rights, because we don't know who civil is. Who is civil? Why are we out there talking about civil rights? Who is civil? Where did he stay? It goes on to say black representation on all government civil rights investigative bodies. Reform gendrymandering, more polling sites in minority and black neighborhoods. Again, minority. We're again adding other people to our struggle. It's a problem. It's a problem. Okay? Now, I think he took out, I want to see this again here, because I want to make sure that this is, okay. He says that After 400 years of unequal treatment, Black Americans have had enough with gradual reform in a nation that prides itself as the world's greatest democracy. Okay? I don't know why it does, but it do. That's true. It prides itself with the world as the world's greatest democracy. While well-intended intention solutions may have been tried, it is simply too much to ask and oppress people to stay patient. You damn right. To finally create the more perfect union all Americans deserve, it is time for a complete paradigm shift in how we run our institutions and operate our country. While this contract with Black America may seem radical to some, which, no, this don't even begin to be radical, the result will be a harmonious society that benefits everyone rather than more radical alternatives, which is watching the great American experience come apart at seams. Now, here's the problem with his contract. As I told you, it has a lot of empty language and talk. You don't really get down to the root of what we're asking for here. You got to be very aggressive when you talk to white people, because if they know that you're playing dumb, they're going to play dumb with you. Okay? When they did that reparations debate, they already asked, well, why should I pay reparation for slavery? And I wasn't born. My ancestors was not, I was not alive when that happened. Okay, well, but you got the wealth that they left to you, though. You see, they don't like to deal with that. White people don't like to deal with the truth. And so what you cannot do is play dumb when you're talking about reparations, okay? Now, he got a section on there talking about bank lending and finance reform. He goes to say that although the Black population is roughly 13.4% of the nation, approximately only 3% of loans and credits are given to Black people, whether for credit cards, home mortgages, or Black-owned businesses. In addition, only 1% of banks are Black-owned, are led, and only 1% of state and federal pension funds investments go to Black-owned businesses. In the meantime, the Federal Reserve is flooding the bank with liquidity. Why isn't that 13.4% of that money going to Black businesses? Black families will have to deal with the inflation that will eventually come from the Fed spending so much money on the recovery. You see, he talks about assets here and why these banking industries. See, here's the problem that Black people don't understand. Before we integrated with white people, we had a banking system. We had a network flow like the Jewish people do. We had our own schools, our own hospitals. There was exchange from Black hands it was insurmountable how it never, ever barely left the Black community, okay? We had our own schools, our own churches. We were doing fundamentally well during segregation, very much. And I know that's hard for people to swallow, but it's the facts. I'm not going to try to become popular just by telling, try to water down something. Hell no. Because now, white people had to come to Black people to get loans and businesses at that time. And then in the 1920s in North Carolina, we also started credit unions. And the credit unions were able to finance our businesses. They were able to then give loans to Black businesses where they would be able to form, and they were forming all over the country. And white people say, oh, hell no, we have to do something about Black people gaining power like this, the flow of economics. You see, so now, ladies and gentlemen, what we have to understand, that's the reason why I wanted you to come to the Black Business and Economic Conference on August the 20th at the Table Event Center here in Georgia, because we have to go back into looking at why investing in our own credit unions, not banks, credit unions, okay? Credit unions operate differently from a bank. And credit unions are very easy for you to get a loan and also for you to help finance your business through credit unions versus a bank. A bank, see, black people, we put our money foolishly in banks. And you just read, they only give you 3% of loans and credit to black people. And yet, when you get that direct deposit from your job and it goes into a bank, we foolishly put the money into the bank, and then we're working so hard on these jobs, and then when we ask them for a loan, they say no to us. You see, this is the foolishness that black people often learn, because even though the employer may well have a check or whatever, and the first time you get that first check and it's got Bank of America name on it, which is, by the way, had got its huge conglomerate business and finance center because of slavery. You know, we take our money and put it in these banks, and we don't get nothing out of it. Okay? So that's what we have to do. We have to understand that the banks is not going to let us finance anything. I mean, you know, hardly give us loan. The number to call in is 516-418-5867. 516-418-5867. Now, let me tell you about the other things about financing here, because we're wrapped up on going to, you know, put our money foolishly into banks and why it's foolish for us to have a banking account. Well, it's okay to have a banking account because banks are more accessible so that you can get money, you know, that's when you need it. Because credit unions typically, well, you know, do not really have a lot of ATM machines around you or what have you. So I see why people put their money in a bank. So I'm not saying close your bank account. Because of that situation, you will need a bank account. In fact, you need both. Okay, but most of your money should be in a credit union, not a bank. Last month, I took most of my money out of my bank account, and I moved it to a credit union. Because the credit union is going to be the ones who's going to give you the loan quicker than the bank is. The credit union is the one that is going to give, you know, is going to give you a quicker, faster loan and a return on your investment, because you are a shareholder of the bank. When you purchase, I mean, when you open up an account, you got to pay a $25 fee, which is one share of the company or what have you. A bank, you're working with the entire different law, banking system. That's the reason why a bank is not going to help you. So the Ice Cube contract is still putting us underneath the same game that white people have been playing with black folks for a long time. It is still using the same broad and ambiguous language that we have to get away from, okay? So the contract with black Americans, if it does not include reparations as well, this is not a complete contract. The ideal that white people owe us for 400 years of enslavement, that is very important to be in the Ice Cube contract. He also talks there about, for instance, let's go back to the page here. Okay. Where is that at? I think he changed it and he took it out, because at first he had Jewish people somewhere in it. Now, get this. I understand that, because, look, see, after I read it the first time, I've seen, like I said, I've seen Jews, I've seen Native Americans, I've seen a lot of those other language in there. So I don't know if he changed it or updated, and he could have or he could not have. But it was said in this particular piece, it was that I just read, it did say that although the black population and being Jewish people or whatever, so I think he must have updated that. I don't know. But even if he did this contract with Black America, it is still he got help from your white Jewish people, or he got help from black people who were collaborating, but behind closed doors, they are also working with white folks as well and the Jewish people to try to undermine the entire power and economics and finance that black people need in the community as a whole, okay? Because they wouldn't have did the press release on Ice Cube's contract with America, Black America, if there were not provisions that limit black folks, excuse me, for getting real power, you see? And that's what we are very nervous about. Now, other people who have criticized Cube, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, y'all told me that there has been some problems with the phone line. Like I said, call in at 516-418-5867. 516-418-5867. Okay, I'll talk to the company because y'all should be able to call in. I'm sorry about that. It's just letting you listen. Okay, yeah. Call in, call back, and 516-418-5867 should let you in now. Okay. All right, so let's go to Ice Cube called for contract with reparations here. It says that activist, actor, and hip-hop mogul Ice Cube is trying to rev up the conversation about reparations. He recently went to Twitter to release a document he's calling a contract with Black America, laying out the beginning of how reparations could be executed. Now, I don't see him talking really about reparations, but if you want that to, if that's what they're saying that he's talking about, well, we'll go along with it. Okay? So, because, like I said, if it's not talking about reparations, if it's not talking about punishing the police and making sure there's things on the board that put them in jail for what they're doing to black people, then we don't have reparations, okay? This contract is just empty talk. Okay? This is empty talk. We don't need empty talk. We need real policy. But it goes on to say that he tweeted, this contract with Black America was designed to start the conversation. It was made to be perfected and debated. Add comments and suggestions so that we can create a better contract with America that will help create a better and more perfect union. Cube wanted conversations and he got it. Okay. Antonio Moore at Tone Talks, one of the founders of the reparations movement, ADOS, tweeted, this doesn't work without anchoring identity reparation goals to ADOS, or it's just class-based policy or worse. In addition, this contract needs to consider the work at ADOS at Sandy Dari at Breaking Brown and already making it the case. But if you struggle on the step one, it's irrelevant. Moore added, people see laws. If you don't address who receives it, you're not talking about reparations. There are basically two distinct black population, one that actually is owed U.S. reparations for slavery and Jim Crow, and another that came voluntarily after 1965, after Jim Crow ended. You see? So we have a lot of Johnny-come-lately Negroes, and that's what we was talking about yesterday when we were talking about your black immigrants that comes from other countries, and they came after that came after the fact that, you know, we've already, you know, fought against Jim Crow, fought it, you know, now we're here entering, you know, 1965, like he said, we have the period of civil rights movement. So we're still up there fighting, and these Negroes who were from other countries like Africa or Caribbean, other parts, they came over here late. You had the Hispanics over there. They were being quiet about the issue of us struggling in the streets. And yet we have to take on everybody else's situation. And we often ask the question to black people and white folks and other people in general, why is it that black folks are the only one that is made to integrate in society? Have you ever questioned that? I have not had one black person, and you're welcome to call me now. I mean, they claim that the phones are not working, but you're able to call me now at 516-418-5867, 516-418-5867, and answer the question. Why is it that black people are the only one that is made to integrate in this society, in this American society? Just answer that question. And I've not had nobody answer that question. Why are we the only people that is made to integrate? And that's the reason why we're at the bottom of every political, social, and economic situation, because we have allowed other people to say, oh, yeah, you're living in a integrated society. No, you're not. You're living in a biased, a corrupt, a system that is only for certain types of people, and everybody else has to be enslaved themselves and cannot get any kind of justice in this country. That's what society you're up against. You see? So other chairmen as well, such as Wisdom and Onco4, who tweeted, we also want legislation that will prosecute anyone who makes false reports to the police about law-abiding black citizens who are just living their lives and minding their own business. You got these Karens out here calling the police every time they see a black person just held on the telephone in a park. Get over here now. Well, what is the person doing? Some nigger at the park, and she's on her cell phone. Get over here now and arrest her. You know, you got them Karens out there going, wow. So there should be a situation where that person should get some punishment, some jail time, at least a year, up to a year or two or more, for, you know, going and calling the police. And it's already against the law for making false statements. And yet that has not been applied, that the police can put them in jail for making false statements. And they are not using that particular policy within the police department or that law to punish those who falsify, you know, a police report or call the police or someone who's not doing anything, you see? And that has been a huge situation. But like I said, under police reform, Ice Cube mentioned nothing about punishment of the police in his contract with Black America. That's what makes this so weak. He talks about mandatory dashboard and body cams. He talks about tampering with evidence. He talks about DNA evidence, federal database, once fired for cause cannot be rehired, creation of the Office of Independent Prosecutors, whatever that means, budget reallocation, and residential requirements. See, we've been begging white people to do right for years, ever since slavery. You did? We've been asking them for treatment, for fair treatment since slavery. And the only thing that we need from these people, bottom line, is our reparations. That's it. Okay, if we had our own reparations, we can go back into our neighborhoods and we can patrol and do our own community policing. Okay? We didn't need to really integrate so that we can get access to white people's jobs in our own nation. That was the foolish thing that our parents brought us to. Okay? I mean, we can still be friends, but at the same time, oh, I need my economic power. this. I need what is owed to me, okay? Because my great-great-grandparents on both sides, okay, great-great-great-grandparents on both sides were enslaved by a white man, okay? That's the reason why I got the name Henderson. My family were owned by a white man by the name of Henderson, and he owned my great-great-grandfather and mother, and, you know, supposedly had left certain types of land for us in which we think that another white person had stolen it. Then, prior to, you know, to the death of my grandparents, you see. So by them owning my great-great-grandparents, I'm entitled to reparations because my great-great-great-grandparents was enslaved, and the labor that they produced was not passed on down to me. And that right there is injustice. So to have some white person come out here and talk their noise about how they're not owed, that we were not around and we had nothing to do with that. Well, you may not have nothing to do with that, but you sit on the labor, the money, and all of the wealth that you got and poking your chest out thinking that you're better than me because you're sitting on land that was not given to me and given to my ancestors so that they can pass on down to for me to have the same type of financial and economic ability that you have right now. You see, we were not given our 40 acres and a mule. So knocking down these monuments, that's not going to do it for the younger generation. When you talk about a contract with Black America, you're talking about reparations, cash payments. You're talking about we don't care about having access to education. We already know that your education is rigged. It is not telling the truth. Okay? But other critics of Ice Cube's contract with Black America goes on to say that basketball star Scholar Brian replied to Cube with this suggestion. I completely back banking and financial reform. One thing I think you should add is for well-qualified Black Americans, whatever that means, you should be allowed a one-time interest-free loan for home ownership, and it's a huge advantage in creating sustainable wealth in a way to create more diversity. Now, you see, this is what we're talking about. I don't know who this Brian Scala Brian is, but see, when you get into that diversity word crap, no. And like I said, if we got our reparations, we don't need no bank loans from them, man. Come on. Giving us our reparation cuts out the whole financial issue as far as getting bank loans and blah, blah. That cuts out the whole entire issue. It does. You don't need banking and financing per se with other people when you got reparations. In other words, you create your own system, your own financial systems and institutions, like credit unions, for instance, like this. That would eliminate the racism and the redlining that we are used to in the American society where we're getting denied loans. And those people who are getting these small business loans now, they're going to have to pay back with a lot of interest. They'll be paying on these small business loans for at least about 15 years or less, okay? Especially if they went into bankruptcy, or not bankruptcy, but they went into a financial situation where they're receiving a lot of money from the government. And the only people that is benefiting from those loans most more overly is whites and Asians and Chinese people. That's what the loans were really intended to help out, okay? Some Black people are getting these loans. I give them that. But at the same token, no, we're asking for reparations. We're not wanting to get no loans for no banks, give, I mean, you owe us $20 trillion of reparations. So that means that's $350,000 for every foundational Black American whose ancestry goes back to the killing fields of the American South. They are entitled to reparations. Dig? And some of that reparations can be in stocks and companies, such as those that helped to fight to finance their business because of slave labor. I've mentioned five companies in the other commentary that they benefit through slave labor. T.I. called out a company in London that should pay up because of their involvement in the slave trade. The Jewish community, who was 2% involved, and the Pope, and all of them, and the Arabs. You talk about all of these people who was in the transatlantic slave trade, who is really should be held accountable and paying us our money. Well, you say, well, how are they going to be able to come up with $20 trillion? Well, they were able to come up with the money for the COVID-19. The small business loans that they're giving out now is worth $2 trillion. You did? So let's not allow them to believe, get us to think that they don't have the money. In fact, what they have is, let's say, for instance, they got $3 trillion now they can give us, and they can have everybody who is non-Black pay us a reparation tax for the next 15 years until the debt is paid. And so that will cover almost half of the remaining balance that they still owe us of the $20 trillion. You see, that will get us probably close to about, they have $3 trillion on hand. That might bring in an estimate of $8 trillion more. So that's $11 trillion with the tax. So we continue the 15% tax on your payroll, on your property taxes, or whatever tax you want to do it in, or you can get billed directly if you're a non-financial, if you're a non-Black foundational Black American, excuse me, you can pay that 15% sales tax, I'm sorry, reparations tax, for the next 15 years until we are paid in full. You dig? Other people who criticized or wanted to add on to Ice Cube's contract with Black America is that in the contract with Black America, Cube goes through a variety of issues. He calls for affirmative action for all secondary schools, colleges, and universities, public and private. Black enrollment must meet or exceed the percentage of Black population nationwide, the contract states. See? This is the reason that you don't have celebrities, nobody who's on white supremacy's payroll, speaking for us. When we talk there about the grassroots movement, you know, we're talking about sustainable, useful demands. This word, affirmative action, that's minority talk. You get? We're done playing those games. Okay, the contract with Black America should not include no affirmative action programs. Again, if they gave us our reparations, we can build up our own schools, hospitals, universities. We don't need to continue to play their game no more. And that's the reason why we cannot rely upon the Black celebrities to get the job done. Rappers, they're using rappers who have been on their payroll to try to get them to think that they're going to fool and trick us into thinking that they are supporting the grassroots effort when they're not. All you have to look at is the empty language, and you will then know that these rappers are trying to play both sides of the field, and we're not going for that on the grassroots level. Goes on to say that he wants mandatory civil rights and anti-racism classes in all elementary schools with textbooks by Black scholars used to teach these classes. to call for black representation on all government civil rights investigation bodies and for the reform of gerrymandering, end quote. You see, this is the problem with black folk, okay? Black people don't think that they cannot do anything without white people. Here's the problem. You don't need their system of government to educate your kids, okay? If you were able to understand that our own schools are needed, when we set our own scholars, we don't, like he started out good, but then he started talking about civil rights, anti-racism. Look, if you got your own thing, it eliminates racism. You'll be just dealing with the problems with your own people, but it eliminates racism among other people. We talked there even about in Florida. Remember, we talked there about the racism there that the white Hispanics are putting on black people. They're racist as hell, but they are police officers. They talked about the LA gang where a group of white Hispanics over there in Los Angeles got this organized gang unit within inside the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles, and when they come into the Compton community, they're just putting all of these charges up on black people. You see, we don't need them to patrol our neighborhood if we had our act together, you see. And black people still have this mentality. See, they let you go from slavery, but you're still right here. You're still right here is the problem. This right here is your problem. I tell black people all the time, your thinking is your problem, okay? You got black people who don't know the history of themselves thinking that they're normal, okay? And you have to understand something about the American government system, okay? And so... Okay, did the American government system is not going to allow anybody to do anything that is going to then have a leadership among black people. They're going to continue to operate the way that they do operate. They're going to operate the same. So the contract with black America does not support, will not include all of these broad and ambiguous languages here. Even though it's designed to start the conversation, when you play white supremacy's game, you're going to always have the same conversations every year. And the grassroots is saying, we're done with that. That's the reason why a lot of y'all out there right now talking about, I'm going to go out and vote because I'm going to get Trump out of office. If we had our reparations, you wouldn't be worried about what Trump is doing. Okay? Trump is not the factor. He's just one man. Just one man. And y'all are worried about him. He does not do anything that affects you locally. And yet, you're worried about him. You're involved in all of that rhetoric that's happening and thousands and thousands of miles away. And then you're not even looking at the local politician who is raising up your damn taxes in your neighborhoods. The foolish and the ignorant black people just in their mentality. How is it that you're focusing on the presidency when your own local politicians are doing you dirty? Why haven't y'all went to a board of commissioners meeting and say, listen, some of those contracts that you are making and cutting deals with these businesses, why isn't you not doing businesses with black people when there's a majority of black folks in this neighborhood? That's what you should be looking at. But yet you're worried about who's going to be the next president. Who cares? That's not the issue. Trump is not the issue. The Congress and the government is not the issue. You look at the federal government on what they call civil rights, but it's really human rights issues. You don't look at them on issues of something that's going on local, and that's the situation where black people waste their energy on. They are always wanting to deal with the weak side of things and wonder why they don't get no progress. The idea that this contract with Black America that Cube is trying to then throw in our face was also called out by a group calling themselves All on One Accord, Black Organizer. This group is called All on One Accord. And he attacks the contract of Black with Black America by saying first that, for starters, I'll say, and I'm quoting this person, the contract with Black America should be strictly for Black Americans. It should not include terms like minority, people of color, black and brown, disadvantaged communities. These terms undermine Black Americans. Okay? Those terms do undermine Black Americans. But Daniel LaBelle goes on to write that minimum mandatory prison sentences for police found guilty of abusing their power, the minimum of 15 years for shooting unarmed citizens. That's the minimum. Not no 5 or 10 years in jail. 15 years or more. I say 50 years. But this guy, Daniel, is being a little bit light or light on you. You should be getting 50 years, and that will cut out that situation. You see, the reason why the police backed up when we did this uprising is because we weren't going to take it no more. You see, they need a whole entire system and population to buy into their system of government. And when the people say, no, we're not going to buy into that crap no more, then you don't have a system anymore. You see? You don't have anything. The people have to then submit to your laws in order for the system to work. But as Dr. John Henry Clark taught us, that America has never been a democracy. We think it is. We got people calling it in. You got conservatives, black and white, calling it. You got Democrats and liberals calling it a democracy. We live on the greatest country on earth. All of that is a form of lie. All of that is a lie. Anytime that you got citizens that cannot walk down the street without being shot and killed by the police unarmed, you don't live in a good democracy. In fact, you've never ever experienced democracy in this nation. And that is the issue here. But the contract with Black America, okay, a white female said that in addition to civil rights and anti-racism classes, which again, no white person should be speaking on our issues, but she goes on to say that history books should explain true history, not whitewash revisionist crap we learn now. Okay, now I agree with that, but she started off wrong. She started off saying civil rights and anti-racism, which racism is perpetrated by people. The white supremacists know how to engage in racism in a system of oppression, a system of white supremacy. Now, her second point is capitalism, you see. Exploiting people for financial gain, we need a new system. Now, that's where we and white people who are, you know, who are also poor and working class and middle class or what have you, that's where we agree. Now, you ask, well, why is white people coming to our uprising and coming to our protest? It's because they agree with us on the capitalistic side, or they agree with us on the racism side, but they come with their situation as far as all your one percenters on top, blah, 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 blah. They should not that. Well, I agree with the 1% on top. The problem is that I don't get discriminated against the 1%. The 1% hires with you all within the 99%. And I'm dealing with the people who are in the 99% that is doing the racism. That's the issue, though. Okay? The ideal that you're going to try to say that you're with us, but then turn around, you're one who's helping to, you know, to execute the racism towards me, but then want to tell me that the 1% is the reason why this is happening. No. Okay? Let me just tell you this. Everybody is looking for a pie in the sky. And so for years, black people have been undermined. They have been tricked. They have been bamboozled into thinking that they can get their pie in the sky only by going to school, getting a good education, getting your degree. And then when you go out there and find a job, you learn that there's other people who are also trying to get the same thing that you're trying to get. So much of that being a good concept for us in Black America. And so before we integrated, we did not only just send our kids to school with great education, we were able to give them jobs right there in the neighborhood where we lived and worked. And so we lost all of that because of trying to be a part of white centers of power. And that's the issue here. You got a lot of black people who don't think they're anything until a white person says it. Go out there and be somebody, you see. That is an issue and a mentality that we're now trying to break the change of. That is a problem, you see. This issue also with this contract, there's other issues that Macau being Yadaha, I hope I said that right, Yuha, I hope I said his last name right, I'm sorry, the right and the land to govern ourselves. Financial reparations should be used to build infrastructure, give us Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and we have earned it. Wow. Okay, let's marinate on that. He wants Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. How about just saying almost all the, well, not almost, but all the states in the South. How about just saying that? He wants Texas, he wants Louisiana, and he wants Mississippi. Damn, that's only three states for 41 million black people in the United States. But the ideal, though, is that some black people are going to want to stay with white mommy and daddy. So, I mean, I think by us living in three states, let me see how that would work. Us staying in three states. Not enough room. Okay. Not enough room. Okay, you did? But that's what he said, Mr. Yuha said. Mr. Goodnight goes on to say that student loans paid off, no tax on our income for anyone making under $100,000 per year. Okay? Cool. And then Brian comes back and say, this guy has to be white, I think. And he goes back and say that I completely back bank and financial reform. One thing I think you should add is for well-qualified black Americans, you should be allowed a one-time interest-free loan for home ownership. It's a huge advantage in creating sustainable wealth in a way to create more diversity. That's what I just read earlier. You see, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Okay, a one-time interest-free loan, what does that mean? Okay, that sounds like that game that they're playing with us again. You see, the whole idea is this. It's what people don't understand when we talk about reparations and talking about justice for black people and getting our tangibles. We don't need white people to dictate to us what we need in order to be whole again. We were victims of Jim Crow, slavery, police violence, civil rights violence, all of these issues, police brutality, corruption, all of that, we're victims of. And yet we're the only one that will get back up after being knocked in the head and ask, can we all get along? But then when I go to the club and accidentally step on your feet, brother, what the hell? Dude, what you're robbing? Nigga, you better watch out. Boy, you better, what? You know? So the white supremacists, so we have a huge problem because the white supremacists will put us against each other. And black people have the mentality, go out there, wait to at the clubs, shoot and kill each other, violence all over the place. And here come the white supremacists. All right, y'all, enough of that foolishness. Okay, now I want you to go and do this, and you go and do that, and boy this, and boy that. See, the ideal here is that we all in black America act like children. Even black parents act like kids in this society. All of them. You cannot name me one black grown-up who is going to teach you about white supremacy that has not acted like a child. Black people in general are children, in a sense. And just like abused children were asking white folks for forgiveness and asking them for any kind of thing that they can give us and accept us and love us no matter what they do to us. And that's a people that is broken. That's a people that is truly, truly, truly scarred and in pain. When you got black men wanting to dress in dresses and wanting to sleep with other men, and you got black women who don't want no relationship with a man no more, they want to sleep with other women, and nobody can appropriate and have children anymore, the black family totally destroyed. Man, this is a system that works for the white supremacists because the sexual confusion and all the other things that stand in our way is the reason why we can't focus on black power and economics. See, every 10 years we get a hard on talking about black pride this and black pride that. And then when everything died down, like I said earlier, we go back to shopping what? To the and give our money to the people that we love the most. You dig? Because we feel empty when we are doing business with each other. We always have to do an inventory check or do business with each other. But a white person can come with a suit and a tie, and he gets answered no questions about his business. But I come to you and say, hey, you want to do business with me, brother? Man, now what's your damn website? Nah, nigga, I don't want to. Nigga, let me find you out. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to hurt you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dang. Hold on, brother. You know? We got to get an inventory as to when you do a business with another black person, you got to have an inventory of what I've done, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. White person don't need none of that. Oh, a nice doing business with you. And see, that is our issue here. We cannot trust each other no more. We used to be, as black folks, there was a time where we trusted one another. There was a time that we did business with each other for so long, like I said earlier, that money just kept on going to other black people's hands, and it kept on fluctuating around the black community, that it really rarely left the black community during that time. So I'm not going to sit up here cowardly down and say that when we were segregated that there was no benefits. Hell yeah, there was benefits. I read as I was coming on, though, that last year or so, that they did the number of abortion rates, and that black women have aborted 170,000 black kids in the United States in 2018. That Planned Parenthood has a situation where they are making sure that they help you as black women to abort as many as black kids as possible. 170,000 in 2000 and roughly this year or whatever the year. I thought it was 2008. It might be this year, but they came out with another. You mean to tell me that 170,000 babies were aborted? And Planned Parenthood had put a black woman on as their CEO. This is what the white supremacists do. Margaret Sagger, how I can't pronounce her last name, but the woman who started Planned Parenthood a long time ago, she pretty much had the idea that we as black folks don't know how to handle kids, and we are not really smart about raising children, and therefore she has created something that will help, and that being aborting babies. That's foolish. And so therefore, millions of black babies have been aborted since Planned Parenthood has started. And Planned Parenthood is in a lot of black communities throughout this country. So like I said, they put a black woman as their CEO to make sure that the constant situation of aborting black babies will come specifically from the black community. That's an issue. You mean that there's millions of babies who's already been aborted, another 170,000 black kids aborted, and the white supremacists are telling you that you don't meet your children, just terminate their life right there. I'm conservative about that. That's problematic for me. The destruction of the black family is what they have really been successful with. The ideal of not wanting this strong black family unit no more. That is what the white supremacists have always wanted within the black community. Anything else to them will be unnatural, because these are unnatural people that we're dealing with as far as the white supremacists. So this contract that Ice Cube got does not even get close to reparations for us as people. It doesn't even come close to demanding what we want. And when you use these broad and ambiguous terms, you still have a problem in black America. You're listening to the Lawyer Henderson Show.